Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, something very different. Have you ever wondered who answers the call when someone goes missing in Ireland's mountains? Meet the team behind the country's incredible mountain rescue dogs. Relying only on their senses, these hardworking canines team up with their handlers to find the lost in some of the toughest conditions imaginable. To tell me more, I'm joined by Andre McNicholas, PRO and dog handler with SARDAR, Search and Rescue Dog Association. Audrey, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Not too bad. Good afternoon, John.
What is your dog? Because you have one of these wonderful mountain rescue dogs, I gather.
I do. My dog is called Bailey and she's almost 6 years old, Collie Cross.
Wow. So what kind of dog? We're doing a job interview for mountain rescue dogs here. What kind of dog is suitable as a mountain rescue dog?
Well, what we tend to look for is the working breeds that you'd see around, like the Labradors, the Collies, the German Shepherds, and that style of dog. Basically one that has a really good play drive, that they're trainable and that they have a good bond with their handler.
Right, okay. And I was reading about this earlier and, you know, we have this image of dogs who do anything, be it, you know, looking for drugs in an airport or rescuing people in a mountain, that they're very disciplined creatures. But I gather a feisty dog is good for this because you need a dog that's, you know, going to run up a mountain and use its nose.
Yes, of course. You need a dog that has a bit of agility, that can get across the different variety of land, be it marshland, moorland, heathers, rocky outcrops and the likes. So they have to be versatile.
And so let's say we're imagining something, someone in the Cumara Mountains or somewhere has sent out a distress call. I presume a rescue dog goes up with a handler. And then, like, what does the handler do with the dog? Like, do they give it a, I don't know, a piece of cloth, or how does all that work?
No, once our dog team handler and their dog arrives at the scene, they're tasked by whichever agency is looking after the search, be it An Garda Síochána or the Mountain Rescue Search Team in the area, or be it Civil Defence. So we are given an area to search and our handler checks to see the direction of the wind, and they send the dog downwind to what we call the collecting boundary, where any scent that would be on the hill all gathers in that area. Our dogs predominantly are air scenting search dogs, so they just look for any human scent. So as such, we don't need a scent article from the missing person. And usually any place where we're searching is usually a remote area, like on the side of the mountain or forestry. So the only person that should be in that area would be the missing person or other people searching. So that's where we don't need a scent article.
Yeah, okay, fascinating. And Bailey, so does Bailey, the dog you own, Bailey is a search and rescue dog that regularly goes out with you or with a handler to look for people?
With me. Bailey is my personal pet and we got her as a pet first and foremost. And when I realised she was a very clever dog when I got her, and I realised that she needed a purpose. So I found SARDAR, and that's been since September 2019. We've been a part of the organisation ever since, and we qualified in March 22.
Now, I don't want to flood your inbox, but are you asking me to get people to get in touch with the organisation so you can find more dogs, or is that not something you want?
Well, at the minute, we have 12 qualified handlers with another 12 in the wings in training. And as it stands, we have had to curtail it, and we have a wait list of people waiting to join. So we have the wait list and we're trying to have 2 intakes per year. So every couple of months, we're going to invite maybe 10 new handlers to come and do their 6 month probation as a dog's body. So that's where they'd go out and they'd sit on the side of the hill during our national training weekends, and they'd provide the missing person per se up on the hill for our training sessions.
Okay. And my understanding is this is all volunteerism.
Oh, yes. Of course, we're a registered charity and we rely on our volunteer handlers, and then we rely on the donations from the members of the public, be it online or through our flag days. We've had numerous flag days in Limerick and Cork.
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, I'm sorry we don't have more time, Audrey, but that's my bad time management. But fair play to you and indeed Bailey is it a he or a she?
She.
She. Her best to keep people safe on the mountains. That's Audrey McNicholas, PRO and dog handler with SARDAR, Search and Rescue Dog Association. Nice to talk to you, Audrey.
You too. Thank you very much, John.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.